美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
大约150年以前，美国一些开荒的人逐步的到西部的荒野去开拓。这些拓荒者从当地印第安人那里学到了一个诀窍，那就是躺下身来，把耳朵贴在地上，就可以听到几英里以外野兽奔跑的啼声。现在把耳朵贴在地上这个诀窍已经成为一个俗语，在英文里也就是
To keep an ear to the ground. Keep K-E-E-P Ear E-A-R And ground G-R-O-U-N-D To keep an ear to the ground.
To keep an ear to the ground.
它的意思就是保持高度警觉，及早地发现那些即将会发生的事情的预兆。比如说，一个精明的政客对选民的想法总是很警觉的，有时候一些选民还没有想到的事儿，他们倒已经想到了。下面一位国会议员说的话正好说明了这一点。
Every 2 weeks while the Congress is in session,I try to get back home to California to talk to the people. This doesn't give me much time to relax with my family, but I have to keep an ear to the ground and hear what voters are thinking about.
这位议员说，当国会举行会议的时候，我每2个星期设法抽空回到加州去一次，和当地的人进行交谈。我没有多少时间可以和家人在一起，但是我得及时了解选民的想法。下面我们再听听另外一位议员说的话。
I try to keep an ear to the ground, and what I hear these days is that most people think we spend too much money on building roads and not enough on our schools.
这个议员说，我总是设法注意人们的想法。最近我听说大多数人认为我们在筑路方面花钱太多，而用在学校方面的钱却不足。下面我们要讲的一个习惯用语也是和耳朵，也就是 ear 有关系的。
Up to one's ears. Up. U-P. One's. O-N-E. Apostrophe. S. And ear.E-A-R, up to one's ears.
Up to one's ears 有好几个意思。首先，它可以解释成很忙的意思。比如说
Half the people in my office are homesick, so I'm up to my ears.
这人说，我办公室里有一半的人有病请假，所以我简直忙得不得了。下面这个例子是一个丈夫为了逃避到厨房去帮他太太的忙，正在找借口。
Gee, honey, you know I'd like to help you paint the kitchen tonight, but I'm up to my ears in paperwork I had to bring home from the office.
这个丈夫说，亲爱的，你知道我很愿意今天晚上帮你把厨房上油漆，可是我从办公室带回来好些一定要做的事儿。Up to one's ears 这个习惯用语在下面这句句子里的意思就不同了。
The mayor said that he didn't know people on his staff were taking bribes, but my guess is he's up to his ears in it.
这句话的意思是，市长说他不知道他手下的工作人员接受贿赂，可是我猜想他完全是介入这些事的。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。